This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
One of the underrated filmmakers of the past, you know, decade is probably Jon Favreau, who wrote and directed Swingers, and also has made a massive reboot of his career with the Iron Man series. And now he turns to something a little more personal. At one point, he was doing a show where he would have people over to his house for dinner, and they would discuss stuff. And there was always a lot of celebrities, and so you get the sense that he's one of those guys who knows everybody. And he uses that to his advantage here in Chef. He is able to get Robert Downey Jr. and Scarlett Johansson and John Leguizamo and Dustin Hoffman, all these people, to be in a movie that essentially is an indie film. And there's a joy to the film that comes from the fact that these are actors who rarely work for minimum wage. And just like the character in the film, who happens to be who is a celebrity chef who gets fired and kind of rediscovers the joy of working for the sake of working by starting a food truck, you get the sense that a lot of these actors are rediscovering the joy of just acting for the sake of acting and doing it for someone that they quite possibly are friends with in real life. Although I don't have any inside information on that. The movie itself is a love story about food. Jon Favreau plays kind of a Louis C.K. father figure who's estranged from his ex-wife, who's the beautiful Modern Family girl. And then he gets fired after a YouTube Twitter mishap. It could have been a bit from Louis C.K. And he has a relationship with his kid. Anyway, his ex-wife has just kind of given him the idea of to start a food truck at some point, and he decides to take her up on it because nobody will hire him. So he's kind of forced. And really, it's about the art of food, the love of food. The main character in this movie is food, and it's the co-star is Jon Favreau for sure. And they do a cross-country trip where they're making food in the food truck and getting food, and he's teaching his son how to make this food. So he's really teaching the audience, who's a stand-in for his son. So this is really a movie about an absent father coming back to show you how to make food. And for everybody in the audience that was never taught how to cook like in a world-class chef, this movie becomes their absentee father kind of finally giving them lessons. Their Emilio Zola or whatever. Their Wolfgang Puck with a heart. Anyway, you can't watch this movie on an empty stomach like I did because I was so hungry by the end of it. I was out of control. I was scouring my pockets for like any kind of granola bar or anything. This movie will make you hungrier than any movie you've ever seen. It's delicious to watch.